A breezy and warm day today, almost like spring. Temperatures will top out this afternoon around 80 degrees, and with offshore winds, winds out of the southwest, in other words, even the beaches will be warm, reaching the upper 70s to low 80s. Tonight, clouds move in this evening ahead of the strong cold front that we've been tracking all week long, and it still looks like we get some rain after midnight. Main window is about midnight to 7 a.m. with rainfall. Not raining that entire period, but spreading from west to east. Swift movement, so while there may be some brief downpours and gusty winds, rainfall amounts should be kept in check, generally averaging a quarter to maybe a half inch of rain. But some needed moisture, and good to see second rainfall in about 8 days or so. And the real noticeable thing with this one will be the colder air that follows. We still be damp early in the morning tomorrow for your morning commute, and in some cases wet. So plan on a little extra time and a little bit of a slow go on your Friday the 13th. But it ends up clearing out. As we go through the morning, it'll become breezy and cooler. We'll top out in the mid-60s, so it'll be a good 15 degrees cooler for high temperatures tomorrow and very close to where we ought to be this time of year, but then crash below average for the weekend. Tonight, by tonight's temperatures will drop only into the 50s. Tomorrow night, though, after that cold front, will be dropping into the 30s and 40s with wind chills that'll be several degrees lower. So a very chilly start on Saturday. It will be sunny on Saturday, but breezy and very winter-like. Highs will only be in the 50s, and that'll set us up for our first significant freeze and frost of the year. We have to go back, of course, to Christmas weekend when we had that cold snap, the last time that we fell below freezing across a large area. And it looks like by Saturday night into early Sunday, many spots will be seeing, almost all spots will see at least some frost, and that will include the beaches. And near and west of I-95, it'll be a freeze with temperatures at or below 32 degrees. So for the Jags game Saturday evening, no real change there. Clear skies. It'll be cold. Afternoon temperatures for tailgaters will manage to crack the 50-degree mark, but it'll quickly drop through the 40s, in the low 40s for kickoff, and in the 30s for a good part of the second half. So bundle up. That's a game that'll even be colder than last Saturday's game. And then on Sunday, after that cold start, it'll be really a nice winter day. Overall, sunshine, it won't be quite as windy, and temperatures will top out in the low 60s. And we only go up from there, as Monday will reach the upper 60s and even warmer temperatures toward the middle of next week. This front moving through tonight into tomorrow morning is part of that atmospheric river that's been pounding the western U.S. with all the rain and higher elevation snow. Every once in a while, some of those storm systems make it all the way across the U.S. and into our area, and that's what one of these systems is a product of for tonight into early tomorrow, weakening some as it's moves across the U.S., but of course bringing us, again, some much-needed rainfall and some big temperature changes. But the atmosphere is rather dynamic and fast-changing right now. It looks like it will be through the end of the month. So I'd expect some pretty significant temperature swings, potentially some fairly strong fronts, and a good part of the U.S. turning rather stormy here for the last half of January. And in the Burrish blog, I have updated the latest posting with more on the atmospheric river, what it means, how long. I mean, this is something that's been around for eons, but has become part of the vernacular, of course, in recent years, and brings really much needed moisture to the western U.S. Unfortunately, sometimes it's too much in too short of a period of time, and so they've had some flooding issues, of course. Also in the Burrish blog, it's coolest time of the year right now for Jacksonville in northeastern Florida, and your night skies going all the way into the early part of February. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for 104.5 WOKV.